Dios los bendiga una vez más. God bless everybody today, this morning, or afternoon. Afternoon. Amen. Nomás quería probar algo aquí. Yep, it works. Perfect. Okay. Amen. Hoy en esta mañana, quiero si, bueno, antes que abren su Biblia, vamos a en el libro de Hechos, capítulo 16. So we'll be in the book of Acts, chapter 16. And una vez más, mi nombre es Noan Cruz, soy pastor de jóvenes en la iglesia Bautista Oreb en Torrance. My name is Noan, youth pastor at Oreb Baptist Church in the city of Torrance. I am a bivocational youth pastor, so trabajo full-time secularmente y pastor part-time. No, no hay part-time en el ministerio. There ain't no part-time en el ministerio. Full-time. Full-time. Yo no sé por qué lo explico. I don't even know why I explain it, but you know, you have to be technical sometimes. Amen. ¿Te acuerdas? Do you remember? And as we're in the book of Acts and el libro de Hechos 16, I kind of want to give reference para mí un tiempo que yo me acuerdo, that I remember, y fue últimamente cuando fuimos a Israel. We were in Israel, y me recuerdo que tuve la oportunidad de ir a Tiberias. Now, before we got to Tiberias, fuimos al Mar de Galilea. We went to the Sea of Galilee. Y esta foto que ven, ahí estoy yo enfrente de un barco. I'm at the I don't know what you say, I don't know what the front of the boat is called. The bow. There we go. I know there's a technical term. So in front of the bow, tomé un retrato ahí. Y pueden ver que aquí encima, on top of this photo, is Tiberias. Pero estamos en el Mar de Galilea. We're in the Sea of Galilea, right? And I think the beauty of this is that there we see a group. Los que pueden ver, somos 30 pastores de toda la nación. We're 30 youth pastors here. Pero fue una bendición. And for me, I remember Sunday school. Me recuerdo de escuela dominical. Me recuerdo de oír todas las historias de nuestra hermana Galaviz, que me recuerdo de ella. Ella se fue con el Señor años atrás, pero me recuerdo que ella hablaba de esta historia. I remember our Sunday school teacher, Ms. Galaviz, that she used to talk about this story of how Jesus and Peter, Jesús y Pedro, were on the water, caminando en el mar. And here I am in April de este año, right? And I'm on the same lake that Jesus did the majority of his ministry. Un gran parte de su ministerio que Jesús hizo. I'm a kid from the hood. Yo vengo del, you know, urbano, you name it. I don't deserve to be there. No debo de estar ahí. Pero Dios tiene otros planes. God has other plans. Porque alguien presentó el evangelio, someone presented the gospel a mí, to me, que fue mi abuelita, that was my grandmother. Y no solamente ella, it wasn't just her, pero fue hermana Galaviz, right? Sister Galaviz. It wasn't just her, it was actually hermano Franco, right? It was hermano Nelson. It was all these brothers and sisters que siempre invertían, they invested tiempo, time, amor, love, y más que todo, la palabra, God's word, en mi vida, in my life. And I'm grateful that I was there. And I think about the story, I think about the boat, and I was like, man, like, this is crazy that Jesus was here. And those that know, like, in the lake, if this is the lake, there's mountains that kind of surround all the lake. Hay como montones de montañas que son alrededor de este mar de Galilea. So it's bien interesante, as you look at the horizon, you're looking around, mirando, y no es tan grande, right? Como uno lo lee en la Biblia, you're looking at reading the Bible, man, that's really far. It's not that far. I don't know if anybody's been here to Israel. If you've ever been here, you know what I'm talking about. And the crazy thing is that when you think about the storms, cuando había tormentas, era como los vientos, the winds would come in tres diferentes direcciones, three different directions, que causaba, would cause the boat. Imagínate Jesús, Jesus at the bottom of the boat, del barco, y que lo están levantando. Hey, Jesus, Jesus, Rabbi, there's a storm, hay una tormenta. Really? Que se levanta y que dice la palabra, God's word says, que he calmed the storms and the winds. Amen? Sabemos eso. Me recuerdo de eso y pregunto si se recuerdan de tener esperanza, ser santos y que vivamos. To be able to have hope, to be holy, and to be able to live among each other, knowing that we are not of this world. We're going to be in the book of Acts. I will read it. We're going to go back one chapter. Vamos a ir para atrás un capítulo. We're going to go chapter 15. Nomás para darle contexto, to be able to give you context of this, in el versículo 36, lo voy a leer en inglés. I will read it in English. Si me pueden seguir en español, sería genial. El clave, the key verse, va a ser el versículo 5 del siguiente capítulo. It will be the next chapter of the book of Acts. If you guys have it, si los tienen, indica con un amén. Amen. Acts chapter 15, verse 36 through chapter 16, verse 5. God's word says, after some time, Paul said to Barnabas, "Hey, let's go back and visit each city where we previously preached the word of the Lord to see how the new believers are doing." Barnabas agreed and wanted to take along John Mark. But Paul disagreed strongly, since John Mark had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in their work. Their disagreement was so sharp that they separated. Barnabas took John Mark with him and sailed for Cyprus. Paul chose Silas, and as he left, the believers entrusted him to the Lord's gracious care. Then he traveled throughout Syria, Cilicia, strengthening the churches there. Chapter 16. Paul went first to Derbe and then to Lystra, where there was a young disciple named Timothy. His mother was a Jewish believer, but his father was Greek. Timothy was well taught by the believers in Lystra and Iconium, so Paul wanted him to join them on their journey. In deference to the Jews of the area, he arranged for Timothy to be circumcised before they left, for everyone knew that his father was a Greek. They went from town to town instructing the believers to follow the decisions made by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem. Here's a key verse, el versículo clave. It says, so the churches were strengthened in their faith and grew larger every day. Y así las iglesias se fortalecerían en la fe y crecían en número día tras día. Oremos. Father, we just come before you once again. Whenever in advance venimos delante de ti. Te damos gracias por un día más, just for another day, que podemos estar juntos, unidos a través de alabanza, adoración, diezmos, ofrendas. Father, we just thank you that we can be here in time of worship and praise and offering and in tithing. Father, we just ask you that in this moment, en este tiempo, que tu palabra habla, let your word just speak a cada uno de nosotros, to each and every one of us. Podemos aprender, that we can learn. Y ver el reto, como siempre, just the challenge de la palabra, of the word. Y poder aplicarlo, to apply it día tras día, day after day. En el nombre de Jesús, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Para que sepan, nomás para darle resumen aquí, just to give you guys a quick recap, right? In chapters 13 through 20, we see that there's various, like, missionary trips. Van a diferentes lugares, right? Y Pablo y sus compañeros, right, viajan a diferentes, right? And we know that they were sent, right? So they went to Asia Minor. They went to Grecia. Couple times they did those round trips, right? Paul and his crew. And what's interesting is that as they did that, we read, right, that here in this chapter, in este siguiente capítulo, we see that this is the start of a second missionary trip. So están en otra jornada, listos para viajar. And what I love about this, y me pregunto yo, is that, ¿cuántos conocen a alguien que nunca se, como, siempre están como, like, they just can't sit still? Como están sentados y está como el pie, right? Like, they're just like, all right, yeah, ¿cuándo? Like, when, right? You guys know anybody like that? Like, you say to me, like, dude, calm down, cálmate. Like, you know, en vez de cuando, si estoy con mi esposa, como, los que son músicos know what I mean by that. A veces cuando, if you're a drummer, sometimes you're just like. And mi esposa is like, yeah, stop. Where's the drum set? Like, it's in my mind. Right? Es como, hay alguien que siempre está inquieto. They're just constantly on the go, right? Now, podemos como culpar los jóvenes, los niños, but let's be real, los adultos también, right? Like, the adult, we're inquietos sometimes, right? Like, inquietos, like, come, hurry up, get dressed, mijo, right? Like, that's like someone who's ready to go. Like, vámonos, right? Like, so now, I say that because that was Paul. Ese fue Pablo. Pablo era bien inquieto. Like he was all. Él tenía la oportunidad de quedarse en una iglesia grande in Antioch, right? Like Paul could have stayed in his big church in Antioch, but he didn't want to. No quería. He understood, él entendía la importancia de ir y predicar, de poder evangelizar, de poder discipular o poder visitar. Like all he wanted to do was preach, disciple, and visit. That's what we just read, es lo que hemos leído. Like he was always saying, like, you know, we always have that friend, esa familia como, hey, you want to get a coffee? ¿Quieres un café? Let's go. Like, you know, like, you have someone that wants to, like, why? Come on, man. Like, we just want to, like, catch up. You text me. No. Like, hay personas que they really want to have that time to be able to be with you. And what I love about Paul is that we see that. Paul wanted to reach the people. Pablo quería alcanzar la gente. What I love about this is that he didn't view the church as a parking lot. Como Pablo no miraba la iglesia del parque como, oh, es un parque. No. Él miraba la iglesia. He saw the church como un lugar donde poder lanzar, a launching pad. Óyeme bien. A lot of times we look at church like it's just here. But Paul didn't look at it like that. Pablo no miraba la iglesia como un lugar aquí en Linwood. Él miraba como un lugar de poder lanzar hombres y mujeres hacia la comunidad, hacer grandes cosas en el nombre de Jesús. That's what he called, and that's how he sees the church as a launching pad to be able to do great things, men and women in the community. You guys follow me? Me siguen? So, what does that mean? Yo quiero hablar de unas maneras esenciales. Yo sé que hay varias. I know there's a lot of different ways como podemos evangelizar. Like, I know we can evangelize differently. But I also do want to ask the question, ¿por qué somos tan mal de traer la palabra? Like, why are we bad to share, de compartir la palabra? Like, why? I'm be honest. I'm sorry. I'm from the hood. We keep it real. I know it doesn't look like it. Like, no, you're not. No, believe me. A lot of my friends are not alive today because of the decisions that they made in their past at a very young age. Había un artículo en febrero de este año, there was an article in February, de parte de Relevant Magazine, y me encantó porque hay unos puntos que pusieron aquí, la razón por qué la gente está mal, no saben cómo compartir el evangelio, like they're challenged to share the gospel. And one of the things they say is just the reluctance, nomás, no sé que hay muchos que están muy tímidos, o maybe no tienen como la seguridad de decir, hola, mi nombre es tal y tal, my name is such and such, let me share with you what God has done in my life. You get what I'm saying? Like, muchas veces, y yo entiendo, I understand that. Otros dicen que es cultural, it's a cultural thing, right? That's a really horrible excuse because if you're Latino and you live in LA, it's not a cultural issue. Okay, I'm just saying. Muchas veces nosotros decimos, no, es cultural, es que los jóvenes no entienden español. Si te hacen caso en español, te entienden. Sentido común, right? Common sense, right? Just common sense. Otra razón why people don't want to share the gospel, que no quieren compartir el evangelio, porque no hay motivación. There's lack of motivation. Que no hay un deseo. There's not a desire. Que tenemos muchas responsabilidades en la casa, en el trabajo, that we have too many responsibilities at work or at school, wherever it is, that just we can't, or you know what, it's just not my thing, no es mi cosa. All right. I'm going to tell you this. Evangelism is not an optional extra as a believer. No es un extra de una opción del evangelio de traerlo. No es. Es un mandato. It's actually a command. We have to go and evangelize. Tenemos que ir y compartir la palabra del Señor. Están conmigo. You guys with me. Okay. Sonríe, Cristo te ama. Smile, Jesus loves you. I know it might challenge some of us, porque sabes que it's challenged me first. A mí mismo primero. Y muchas veces son los pastores son los primeros que tienen que tomar este reto. Pastors need to be the first one to take this challenge, because mayormente estamos casi 90% enfrente de nuestra iglesia. We're in front of our disciples. Y muchas veces nuestro tiempo no está en la comunidad. It's not in the community. ¿Me entiendes? It's kind of hard because you get discipular. You want to disciple tus leaders, your leaders, para que ellos vayan so they can go out. So I said, man, God, like, am I doing this? ¿Estoy yo compartiendo la palabra? Me encanta because, you know, Jesus first called his disciples, right? Ven y sígame, come and follow me, Right? Le dio una advertencia. He warned them que don't be ashamed de mis palabras, right? Que no caigas en tentación. Don't fall to a sinful generation, right? Like he commanded them to always be prepared to give an answer. Siempre prepararte para darte, dar una respuesta. What I love about this is that, we'll get to that. I just want to get to the point. I was about to jump in. All right. Lo que me encanta de Pablo es que él presenta unos puntos bien fáciles que yo les quiero compartir en este día. That I want to share with you guys today. A couple points that Paul presents. Y la primera es que es la pasión de Pablo fue alcanzar a los perdidos. Like the first thing that I see about being efectivo is that Pablo understood the importance of having the right passion. He understood that, you know, y yo creo para muchos de nosotros, podemos pensar en la palabra como enthusiasm, como hay como un drive, que estamos dispuestos de hacerlo, no importa quién, pero yo creo muchas veces hay personas que tienen más pasión por el dinero, por el trabajo y por la fama, sea redes sociales o en you know, whatever. Like today, I think we just have, unfortunately, passions bigger in money and work and even in fame, let it be social media or however many likes you can get. But Paul's passion was to reach the lost. La pasión de Pablo fue para alcanzar los que son perdidos. La pregunta is that our passion? ¿Es nuestra pasión lo mismo? Primera de Corintios, in 1 Corinthians, I'll just read it, lo pueden seguir ahí. It says, though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for the necessity is laid upon me. Yeah, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Now, he's not, like, he's saying, don't pat me on the back because I witness and preach. So, you know, no me den como, oh, buen trabajo, you know, tal y tal persona porque estás predicando palabra. No, no. Él está diciendo, yo tengo que hacer, no es que lo tengo que hacer. It's not that I have to do these things. Es porque it's in my bones, está en mis huesos. It's just something that is born of me, porque lo que Dios ha hecho en mi vida, que lo tengo que hacer, es traer la palabra a todos. Now, quiero dar la palabra entusiasmo, right? It's interés o aprobación intensa y ávida, right? So they either have an interest, a very intense thing of going into. Now, what I love about this is que viene dos palabras griegas, right? En y theos. There's two Greek words in there, right? En Dios, in God. In other words, no podemos equivocarnos con entusiasmo. You can't, like, get it confused. Nos ayuda a hacer cualquier cosa y hacerlo mejor. See, we could do something, because when you have enthusiasm, you could do it that much better. That's the key to understanding about sending leaders and yourself to go and preach the gospel. I love it because he's saying, you know, witness is not an option. Reaching the lost is not a suggestion. Ninguno de esto es una sugerencia para mí de ir. Es algo que se ha dicho y lo tengo que hacer y tengo una pasión. And I love it because in Colosenses 3:23, lo tengo en inglés, and whosoever ye do wholeheartedly as Lord. You can never have too much enthusiasm. Let me tell you, man, kids, niños, tienen un enthusiasm tan lindo, so beautiful. Y uno, muchas veces como adultos, we're like, man, solamente es un dulce, it's just a candy. But for that kid, it's everything, es todo. That kid, man, let me tell you. Man, yo me recuerdo cuando fuimos a Tijuana, I said this on Friday, I remember que dimos pizzas. You know, we got someone to come and make pizzas for all the kids at the orphanage, me recuerdo. And this guy was making, and I remember this one kid, this little, un niño se llamaba David. And David nomás está, y la caja se me hizo bien interesante porque el polo decía, ¿cómo decía el polo? Era una compañía, dice como Pronto Pizza, there you go. Pronto Pizza, and then, y la caja, the box said Petro Pizza, sort of like said Petro Pizza. But so we were confused. We're like, man, what's the name of the company? Is Pronto Pizza or is Petro Pizza? Like, which of the two? ¿Qué, cuál de los dos son? Y me dicen, no, ve, pregúntale. I'm like, no, you know, what? No, you know, look, I don't want to ask. And we noticed there's a little kid. Hay un niño que está ahí, nomás mirando. He's just looking at the pizza guy. So I walk over and I use the kid as my excuse, right? I was like, I'm going to walk over for the kid. Para el niño es, voy, so voy, y digo, hey, ¿cómo te llamas, man? What's your name? And he didn't even look at me, ni me miró. Él nomás Aquí están las apenas llegaba a la mesa, he was barely at the, y están mirando todas las cajas. All the, like, every, dude, these guys were pumping out pizza. Era como una, boom, otra, cierra la caja, otra, cierra. Y había un stack de pizzas. And this kid estaba nomás mirando. I can imagine, like, he's like, smelling the pizza, right? Oliendo la pizza. Y yo digo, hey, ¿cómo te llamas? What's your name? Y ni me mira. Doesn't like, he goes, David. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, David. My name is Noan. Okay, all right. Y digo, disculpa, ¿cómo se llama la compañía? What's the name of your company? Y la, oh, se llama Pronto Pizza. I was like, wow. Y en mi mente, en mi mano, I was like, yes, I was right. You know. Y miro al niño, y el niño nomás se queda y me dice, David, are you hungry? Y nomás, ni me contesta. Like, he doesn't even answer me. He's just like. But he had the biggest smile on his face. He hasn't even eaten a slice of pizza and he was already happy. The enthusiasm que él tenía para estar, I mean, I would be enthusiastic to be in front of some pizzas right now. But me entiende lo que estoy diciendo. Que un niño, algo tan fácil en la vida, que muchas veces nos olvidamos lo que Dios ha hecho, mandar su único hijo, what God has done just by sending his one and only son to die on the cross, morir en la cruz, like that should give me enthusiasm into, you know, una alegría, una happiness, this levantarme, wake up, salir, go out, y vivir un día más, live another day en el nombre de Dios, in the name of God. It's a passion, it's una pasión. Me encanta porque pienso en esto, en esta pasión de traer la palabra, right? Understanding passion and enthusiasm. En Romanos 13, sí, yo voy a ir ahí, Romanos 13, Romans chapter 13. Lo voy a leer en la nueva versión internacional. Dice la palabra Romanos 13:11. Hagan todo esto estando conscientes del tiempo que vivimos. Que ya es hora que se despierten del sueño. Pues nuestra salvación está ahora más cerca que cuando inicialmente creímos. And that, knowing the time, that now is a high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Mi pregunta es si estamos espiritualmente vivos. Are we spiritually awake? Porque this is a spiritual sleep. La aplicación, the application está hablando espiritualmente, spiritually speaking. And he's right. The church is sleeping amongst a room of loud, lost people. La iglesia está dormida, you know, en presencia de un cuarto lleno de personas perdidas, que es un cuarto bien, bien, de mucho ruido. Gran mayoría de nuestra ciudad no conoce Cristo como Salvador. A great big part of our city does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And here's the crazy thing. Lo interesante aquí es that we walk past them, the stores, at work, in the street, and we're sleepwalking. Caminamos, right, a través de las tiendas, del trabajo, la comunidad, y estamos dormidos. Hay billones de personas que viven en este planeta. We have billions of people that live in this planet. And majority of them do not know Jesus Christ. Una gran mayoría no conocen a Jesucristo. Yeah, hay una minoría, there is a minority that do. Que sí creen en Jesús. That we do believe in Jesus. So my question is, why are we not making more noise? ¿Por qué no hay más ruido en compartir la palabra, in sharing the gospel? All right. Es tiempo de despertarnos. Imagínate si tuvieran un poco más de pasión. Vivos, alertos, despiertos y con una sonrisa. Imagine if you were alive, alert, awake, and just enthusiastic, passionate. Things would change. You would go to work a little different. Harías el trabajo un poco diferente. You would buy your coffee or your tacos with a little bit different approach. Compraría tus tacos, tu café con un acercamiento diferente. To be honest, vemos en la Biblia unos buenos ejemplos. Jonás. Jonah was a really good sleeper. I mean, he slept the sleep of unconcern. Sin como no había ningún problema para él dormir. Como sin preocupación. Dios, sabemos la historia, right? Dios le dijo que tenía que ir y predicar en Nínive. ¿Se recuerdan, right? We know the story. Jonah had to go. God said, go to Nineveh and you're going to preach to them. But we know that he went off the direction. Él fue a la dirección opuesta. I love that story. VeggieTales tell that story the best. You want a really good version of that? Go VeggieTales. Es el mejor. It's like a bet. Put that on, man. That's so up. Anyway. All right. And I love it because he said that he boarded a ship and he took photos and selfies and posted it on Instagram. No, it doesn't say that. No dice que él se montó, you know, se puso en el barco y que estaba tomando fotos y selfies como aquí estoy, locación. No. No. Dice que él se durmió. He went to sleep. Jonah went to sleep. Jonás fue a dormirse. Sin preocuparse. He was not concerned. And it wasn't that he just didn't care if they went to hell. He wanted God to punish them. No era que le importaba que ellos se vieran en infierno. Es que él quería que Dios iba, you know, como darle ese punishment que ellos merecían. Crazy. Yo no entiendo, Jonás, como el pensamiento, the thoughts that went through his mind, que él se durmió. He went to bed, and he's just like, the other way. Vamos a la otra dirección. My question is, si estamos dormidos también, are we also asleep? Sabiendo que hay vecinos y compañeros de trabajo y amigos y amigas de la escuela que necesitan el amor de Cristo. Do we know that people, are we asleep when people need to know about Jesus? Let it be at school, at work, or wherever it is. We can talk to our neighbors. Podemos hablar a nuestros vecinos de cualquier tema. We can talk about anything to our neighbors except the gospel. Pero no el evangelio. Why? Why is that hard? Porque es difícil. All right. Well, I'm being honest. Yo no entiendo. It amazes me que podemos hablar de lo peor de las cosas. We talk about the worst things, cosas que soñamos, things that we dream of, but we never talk about the ultimate thing, and that's God and what he did for lo que Dios ha hecho para nosotros. Es tan, la dinámica es tan interesante que yo no entiendo. Why can we not levantarnos, wake up, and share el evangelio, the gospel? I'm going to give you another one. Do we really believe in God? ¿Creemos en Dios? ¿Creemos que la Biblia es de verdad? Do we believe the Bible is the truth? ¿O acercamos, or do we approach it estilo como cafetería, cafeteria, donde escogemos lo que queremos oír, that we just want to pick and choose what we want to hear? Like, I'm not trying to scare, no quiero como dar miedo, pero we know that que si no estamos bien con el Señor, if we are not good with God, sabemos dónde vamos a ir. We know where we're going to go. It's el infierno, right? It's hell. But we also know que si estamos buenos en las cosas del Señor, if we are good in walking with God, we know that we will have eternal life. Amen? Les voy a dar otro ejemplo. Ese primer punto era mi clave para ustedes. This first point, I only have three, but this first one was really big. Pedro, right? Juan, right? You know, James. Ellos estaban en el jardín de Getsemaní, right? Garden of Gethsemane. And ellos se durmieron también. No estaban preparados. They weren't prepared, man. They went to bed. Jesus was in the most desperate spiritual struggle of his life. Jesús estaba en el lugar más desesperado de su vida espiritualmente. Facing Satan in the desert 3 years earlier, right? 3 años antes de llegar al jardín, estaba ahí en el desierto con Satanás. Eso no se comparaba al momento del jardín. That did not compare to the moment that Jesus was in that garden. Cuando fuimos a esta parte de Getsemaní, había tantos momentos sin palabras. There were so many moments that you were just speechless when you would go through Jerusalem and the Garden of Gethsemane. I remember being there. Desafortunadamente, like, los católicos, the Catholics have paid a lot of money and you see a lot of Catholicism. But la verdad, I'm grateful for the Catholics to keep a lot of the original buildings. Ellos han invertido mucho dinero, right? para que se quedan ciertos templos y ciertos lugares todavía vivos, you know. Aunque hay gran mayoría de católicos que van porque uno los oye en los trips, but I'm grateful. Y me recuerdo que they have a gate, a un fence, y uno no puede entrar donde están todos los árboles olivos, all the olive trees. That's like una de las cosas más importantes en Israel are the olive trees. Like, let me tell you, hummus en Israel, aleluya. Jamás. I had hummus the other day, not the same. No es lo mismo. I'm telling you, I was baptized in the name of Jesus in hummus y olive oil en Israel. Te digo, era como si me bautizaron así en la salsa de olive oil de ahí en Israel. It was amazing. I had so much bread, tanto pan. Amén. Y en este momento estamos mirando y miro el lugar y me recuerdo de este momento. I just remember this moment. That Jesus was going through it. He was going through the hardest time, un momento tan difícil. Y preguntó a estos hombres, his guys, de ir con él, go with him, y orar to pray. And he said this to his inner circle, como su círculo más cercano, right? Que yo no te puedo explicar lo que va a venir. Like, I cannot explain what's about to happen. Le está diciendo a ellos. He's telling them, like, I can't tell you what's about to happen. I don't know. Yo no sé lo que viene. Pero yo quiero. I want you to come with me. Vengan conmigo. Y oren. Pray. Jesús, this Jesus. He's asked. Él está preguntando eso. Y para mí, yo lo veo como a lifetime opportunity, una oportunidad de vida de decir, wow, Jesús me está pidiendo de los 12, yo soy uno que puedo ir con él. I can go with him. I'm one of the few out of the 12 that Jesus said, come with me. I want you to pray. So they go. Van. 3 años seguían a Jesús. They followed him for 3 years. Llegando a este momento, to this one moment. That they had the chance to get in the game, carry the ball, entrar en el partido, tomar la pelota. Y se durmieron. They fell asleep. They fell asleep. No estaban preparados. Sabemos que cantantes, singers se tienen que preparar, right? They need to prepare themselves. They have to. Que la voz, they have to exercise certain muscles, músculos para poder tomar ciertas notas, hit certain notes. Músicos tienen que practicar para tomar. Musicians have to also practice to be able to play ciertas notas, certain notes. But if you fall asleep, si te duermes y no te preparas and you're not prepared, you're not ready. Hay una canción por Andy Mineo, me encanta la línea. I don't know how to say it in Spanish, but he says, stay ready. If you stay ready, you have to get ready. You know, stay ready. Esté preparado. I'm trying to think, how do you say it? Se durmieron, they fell asleep. Samson, se durmió también. He fell. ¿Y dónde se durmió? Where did he fell asleep? Right in Delilah's lap. Ahí con Delilah estaba dormido este, right? Se durmió sin saber, like he was unaware que se durmió, right? Y lo interesante es that before he fell asleep, pay attention, antes que se durmió, él reveló, right? Donde venía sus fuerzas, where his strength came from, right? And then when he fell asleep, he didn't know that he lost it. Se durmió y no supo que perdió sus fuerzas. No supo, because he fell asleep, se durmió. Ahí con la tentación, that's otro son. All right. Y vienen los filisteos, the Philistines came upon durante su tiempo de nap time, como yo he dicho a my kids when they were little kids, a me time, right? Y de repente dicen, Sansón, Samson! Y que dice que he springs up, he gets ready to fight, pero, esta vez, no sabe que no tiene la fuerza. He realized, I ain't got strength. Dice que el Espíritu de Dios se departó, it departed from him. He was overconfident. He was too comfortable. Se hizo muy confortable.
You want to switch?
Y de repente llegó ese momento y ya no estaba el Espíritu de Dios con él. Y ahí came that moment, pero porque se durmió, because he fell asleep, that Spirit of God left. We've got to be very careful of where our passions are. Donde nuestras pasiones están. Siguiente punto es que me encanta que tenía, el apóstol Pablo tenía la prioridad correcta. He had the right priority. He knew that the main thing is keeping the main thing the main thing. Amen. Switch it again. Oh, all right. Switch.
All right.
Switch. All right. Thank you, Pastor. That was a good call. He understood that he needed to maintain who the priority was. Él sabía la prioridad cada momento, que era ganar almas, to win souls. Paul never forgot that Christ was born to die and to rise again. Pablo nunca se olvidó que Jesús vino para morir y para resucitar, para salvar a todos que son perdidos, to all that are lost. I love that about Paul. Paul understood to come and to preach the gospel, de venir y traer el evangelio, right? Para mí, yo pienso que hay casi una iglesia en Los Ángeles. If you guys ever been on Crenshaw Boulevard, si uno va por Crenshaw Boulevard, hay como una iglesia, yo creo, you guys already know, ya lo saben, pero hay una iglesia en casi cada block of Crenshaw. No joke. Si no me lo creen, toman un tour por ahí en Crenshaw, que sea durante el día, y agarran unos tacos ya para la tarde para llegar a casa. Just hit Crenshaw during the day, and then you guys are good in the afternoon to get some tacos and come back home. But there is a church almost on every corner. Pero me pregunto, ¿dónde está la prioridad de estas iglesias? Que maybe si trabajan juntos, pueden hacer un trabajo mucho más grande en el nombre de Jesús. That if these churches can get together and unify themselves, that they can make a bigger impact in the name of Jesus Christ. ¿Dónde está la prioridad? Where is the priority? ¿En cuántas gentes tenemos? ¿En cuánto dinero traemos? Is it how many people are coming to our church? Is it how many people are bringing in tithing? Or is it bringing the gospel, trayendo el evangelio a cada persona, to every single person? Pablo lo entendió. Paul understood that. He understood that priority. Charles Spurgeon once said, if hell must be filled, let not one go there unwarned or unsprayed for. End quote. What is it? Look at Charles Spurgeon. Dijo que si el infierno se tiene que llenar, que no se vaya a llenar sin que cada persona fue advertida y que supieron del evangelio. Es un buen punto que me llega a mi último punto. Pablo tenía el mensaje correcto, que es el evangelio. Paul understood the right presentation, that was the gospel. And if you guys go on capítulo 16, versículo 5, right? If you go there to chapter 16, verse 4 and 5, it says you have to have the passion, you know, you can have the priority, but ultimately you have to have the right message. You know, al final tienes que tener mensaje bien, right? Y desafortunadamente hoy en día hay muchas iglesias que tienen un evangelio desafortunadamente mal. There's a lot of churches that just have the wrong message. Por favor, pongan atención. Pay attention. Si conocen un compañero de trabajo o familia en otras iglesias, por favor, que ellos sepan la verdad. Just make sure, if you have other friends and family that go to other churches, make sure that they know that it is the right gospel being presented. Amen? Porque hoy en día, today, there's a lot. Hay mucho allá afuera. What I love about it is que the right message, right, is that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, plus nothing, minus nothing, right? And I think for us, when we think about it, cuando lo pensamos, like, that's the right message, right? Me encanta Salmos 126, right? I'm going to read it in English. Is that they sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Love that. Para terminar, el mensaje con el amor, vemos que la gente se salva. The gospel and love, we see people that will be saved. With passion and priority. There's a person, and I think many of you guys know who this is. Fanny Crosby was a blind hymn writer. Era una mujer ciega que escribía himnos. Muchos himnos famosos, a lot of famous hymns. Y unos años, dentro de lo que ella hacía, what she was doing during her career, durante su carrera, visitó a Macaulay Rescue Mission in Nueva York. So went to go to a rescue mission. And she was there amongst homeless, drug addicted, broken men. Estaba ahí delante de hombres sin lugar de vivir, muchos que tienen adicción de droga, quebrantados ahí. Y ella pregunta, si hay un joven aquí que no tiene una mamá, is there a young man here who doesn't have a mother? Y un joven, young man, raised his hand, se levantó su mano. Y él explicó que se murió cuando él era muy joven. Like, he explained that she died when he was very young. So she asked him, ella le preguntó a este joven, to this young man, venir al frente, come to the front. Y cuando él llega, when he gets to the front, le da un abrazo y un beso. She gives him a big hug and kissed him right on the cheek. It touched her heart. Le tocó el corazón de esta mujer tan grande que esa noche ella fue a su casa. She went home that night y escribió estas palabras. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, and tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Se fue un himno. La historia no para ahí. The story doesn't stop there. Years later, años después, ella estaba cantando. She was singing en un evento for D.L. Moody. And he rose to sing the song. Se levantó para cantar la canción. Pero antes que él cantó esta canción, before he sang the song, he told that story. Él dijo esa historia de Fanny Crosby. Told the story of the song, de la canción. So dice la historia, Mr. Moody, tells the story of the song. Y que mientras está hablando de la historia, en medio de la historia, in the midst of the middle of that story, se levantó un hombre, a middle-aged man, gritando, it's me, soy yo. Yo soy ese hombre, ese joven que estaba en Nueva York. I'm the man that you speak of, that she said and gave a hug. And again, I'm the guy. We're talking about in New York. Ahora están en St. Louis. Y estamos hablando, I don't know, 15, 20 años después, 15, 20 years later, from New York to St. Louis, in a moment, in a church, here's a guy saying, I'm the guy. Indicating que esta mujer, this woman, impactó a este hombre, un hombre joven, a través de amarlo en el nombre de Jesús. By loving him in the name of Jesus, she impacted him for the rest of her life. Que se convirtió a ser un cristiano y became a Christian because of a woman like her, como una mujer como ella. Do not doubt the power of your testimony. Nunca duden el poder de tu testimonio. Más que nunca hoy en día, este mundo necesita tu testimonio. This world needs your testimony. More than ever. Because when we take the right message, tomamos el mensaje con amor, la gente se salva. People will be saved. Pero we have to have the right passion. Tenemos que tener la pasión correcta. Es tiempo de levantarnos. It's time to wake up. We have to have the right priority. La prioridad correcta. Porque tenemos que poner lo que es primero, primero. Que es Cristo. Y tenemos que tener la presentación buena, que es el mensaje de Cristo. And we have to have the right presentation with the gospel of Jesus. I also want to challenge and say, leave your door open to the traveler. Deja tu puerta abierta al viajero. And I say that because of the fact that God is asking us to do something more than ever. And I think that when we understand the power of that, we understand that no stranger, it says, right, when you think about Job, in the Libro de Job, Job discussing his devotion to God, y hablando de su devocionar a Dios en Job 31:32, I love it because he said, no stranger had to spend the night in the street, for my door was always open to the traveler. Mi puerta siempre estaba abierta para el viajero que iba a llegar. So aquí está el lema de este fin de semana. Dice, como bien saben, ustedes fueron rescatados de la vida absurda que heredaron de sus antepasados. El precio de su rescate no se pagó con las cosas perecederas como el oro o la plata, sino con la preciosa sangre ¿de quién? Como de un cordero sin mancha y sin defecto. 1 Peter chapter 1, speaking about the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And I share that, lo comparto porque es hora de poner primero lo primero. It's time to put what's first first, and that's Jesus Christ, Cristo. And I only share this, lo comparto solamente because maybe somebody today here has heard the gospel. Maybe lo han oído el evangelio, but you're still hesitant. Todavía, you don't want to accept Jesus because you think there's still hypocrisy, or I don't know if God is real. God is real. The testimony, ahí está. God is real. Dios es real. Dejo con estos retratos aquí el poder de alguien como la mujer Fanny Crosby. I'm going to leave you the power of testimony. Este hombre que ven a la mano izquierda, mi derecha, es Larry Acosta. Larry Acosta es el fundador, Dr. Larry Acosta, fundador de Urban Youth Workers Institution. Él es mi mentor, he's my mentor. Más bien es mi padre espiritual, he's my spiritual dad. Y ahí estamos en Israel, we're right there, the south entrance, en la entrada sur del Templo de Jerusalén, the south entrance of Jerusalem, donde estamos mirando hacia la ciudad de David. So we're sitting there, we're looking out south of Jerusalem towards the city of David. And what's crazy is that that wall behind us, esa pared detrás de nosotros, era donde 90% for sure que Jesús entraba y salía. Jesus came through that back entrance 90% for sure. And that's crazy because the Jews say that. Because you know the Jews don't believe Jesus. A big part of it. The Jews say 90% Jesus did walk through it. Like, all right. That's another conversation of our tour guide. Otro sermón. Porque había unos momentos, there was some key moments we talked to our tour guide and we said, what if Jesus comes for his church? What would you do then? He goes, believe me, a lot of Jews will accept Jesus in the moment. I'm like, okay. I also want to share that photo because that photo, we're sitting on these steps and the steps are really wide. They're about 2 feet wide. Cada escalón es como dos pies ancho. And I wonder why, porque someone's coming out, and I'm short, you know, I'm like, man, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, it's como 1, 2, para caminar. But we found out, supimos históricamente, que estos escalones, these steps, nunca se calentaban, they never got hot. So los maestros, the rabbis, enseñaban a sus estudiantes, they would teach their students aquí, en los steps, sur de Jerusalén. Y otro contexto fue que the steps are real slippery. Se pueden resbalar. So imagínense cuando está lloviendo. It's pretty crazy. Otro interesante fue que lo hizo a propósito porque querían que cuando uno llegaba al templo para traer el sacrificio, querían personas a detenerse y tomar su tiempo porque iban a entrar en una presencia muy, muy importante. What's cool about this is that these steps were very far apart because they wanted people to slow down and don't rush into the temple, the presence of God. Yo creo que muchas veces nosotros nos estamos apurando muy rápido. Entramos en la iglesia bien apurados. Entramos en el trabajo muy apurados. En la escuela, sometimes we rush to get to church. Sometimes we rush to work. Sometimes we rush wherever we're going. And God is asking us, slow down. Toma tu tiempo. Porque el lugar que vas a entrar, the place that you enter is holy, es santo. Y ese retrato para mí era algo para educarme y enseñarme, was to teach me that como líder yo tengo que despacito, right? Take it slow. La otra foto encima ahí de su derecha es unos jóvenes y mi hijo ahí está en la camisa camouflage y para mí es un honor que yo puedo vivir vida con ellos y ser un mentor, ser un amigo a ellos. It's an honor to be able to just be their mentors. This was manhood camp, un campamento de just guys para enseñarles lo que es ser un hombre de Dios, to be a man of God. Y el retrato más importante, the most important photo, es la que está de abajo y es toda mi familia, es mi esposa, no se ve ahí tanto mis suegros, mis dos hijos, pero mi hijo está en medio. My son is in the middle, my whole family. Estamos ahí en Portland, Oregon, y ahí está mi hijo con sus dos becas, his graduation, when he graduated college. And that's the biggest ministry and the greatest gospel that we can bring, and that's to our family. Es a nuestra familia de traer el evangelio. Empieza en el hogar. Yo espero que hoy en día hay padres que van a amar a sus hijos. No importa qué tan mal son. No importa si no son perfectos, no tienen las calificaciones tan altas. It doesn't matter if I hope that you guys can love your kids, even if they're bad or they don't have the greatest grades. Love them because Jesus loves them. You could be an example, que pueden ser un ejemplo. Enseñarles lo que es tener paciencia, what it is to have patience. Y yo sé que es difícil, it's hard, because there's moments in life that you say, why, God, ¿por qué? But trust God, confía en Dios. And you'll see the great things to come, van a ver las grandes cosas que van a venir. Que si nosotros podemos hacer esto, buscar hombres o mujeres que pueden ser mentores en nuestra vida, ser ejemplo para otras personas, pero más que importante, tenerlo en su familia, van a ver muchos venir a Cristo. You will see people come to Christ. And maybe you don't have a family. Maybe you don't have a mom and dad. I don't have a mom and dad anymore. They both passed away. But God has given me spiritual parents. And I hope that if you don't have a dad, si no tienes un papá, y hay hombres aquí que no tenemos nuestro papá. Ese es otro sermón ahí hablando de el vacío del papá para nosotros como hombres. Pero yo le doy gracias al Señor por Larry Acosta, que ha sido mi papá espiritualmente. I thank God for Larry being that father, for the father wound in my life. We need this moment more than ever. Y mujeres, ladies, continue to do great. Hagan lo mejor en el nombre de Jesús. Do greatness in the name of Jesus. We need the prayer warriors like you. Necesitamos esos, los que están orando, pero de así guerreras, así de oración. Porque la oración sí es el secreto. That's the secret weapon, is prayer. But I'm going to stop right there, because if I keep going, we're going to keep going. I'm asking you to bow your heads y poner inclinar su rostro. If there's anybody here today that heard this message and understand the importance of priorities and passion, and the right message. Maybe you've just kind of been off track and you just want to get back on track. Or maybe you haven't had someone in your life that you could say, man, I just want to be able to love someone. I just want to be able to like give my all to someone. I've tried so many different things and I'm just still not happy. Today's your opportunity. Jesus is the answer. And if you've been off track, Jesus is there to put you back on track. If you're asking for some prayer, if you need something to happen in your life, let me tell you, bring it to Jesus right now. Maybe en este día hay alguien que hay un vacío. Que maybe no han tenido la oportunidad de tener una confianza en alguien. que han tratado diferentes maneras o cosas, pero yo les digo, hoy en día, esa respuesta, esa solución se encuentra en Cristo. So Father, I just ask, si hay alguien aquí that you just need prayer, necesitas oración, or maybe you want to accept Jesus for the first time in your life. Si quieres aceptar a Cristo como tu Salvador, hoy en este día, te puedes levantar tu mano. Just raise your hand. Just raise your hand where you're at. If you need prayer for something, raise your hand. Si necesita oración por algo en específico, por favor, levante su mano. Amen. 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 Father, we just come before you today, Lord, and we just pray. Just like Paul understood the importance of using a church as a launch pad. Señor, te damos gracias que hoy en día hemos tenido la oportunidad de oír de tu palabra y reconocer como Pablo vio la iglesia como un lugar de lanzar. Father, I pray that we understand that there are men and women here that have a purpose in their life. Que sepan que hay hombres y mujeres aquí hoy en día que hay un gran propósito en tu vida. Que se tiene cumplir en el nombre de Jesús. It needs to be just done in the name of Jesus Christ. My question is, why don't you want to be launched? Why are you hesitant to do the things that God wants you to do? It's time to cross over to the promised land of what God has in store for you. Es tiempo ahora de reconocer, y mi pregunta es, ¿por qué no te has lanzado de aplicar por el trabajo, de ir para pedir perdón, de ir y cruzar la puente a llegar a esa tierra de bendición que Dios tiene para ti? Why haven't you crossed? God wants to use you greatly. Dios te quiere usar de una manera tan grande. Pero también quiero poner reto en la iglesia de muchos creyentes. I just want to put that challenge. A lot of believers today is to check your heart of where you're at. Tomar tiempo de reconocer dónde está tu corazón realmente hoy en día en la iglesia. No te duermes, don't fall asleep. Porque el mundo sigue perdiéndose más día tras día. The world keeps just getting lost day after day. Please don't fall asleep. We need you. Te necesitamos. Tu testimonio, your testimony. Your passion, your love, tu amor, tu pasión. Pero hoy en día es reconocer las prioridades en tu vida. What are your priorities? So for those who raise their hand that are asking for prayer, we put them in God's hands today. My challenge to you is that when God fulfills and answers those prayers, testify what God has done. Don't just testify in the church. Testify everywhere you get the opportunity. Hoy en día los que se levantaron sus manos, ponemos esas peticiones en las manos de Dios. Y mi único reto que yo pido, que cuando Dios contesta la oración, oyen bien, cuando Él lo va a contestar, que lo testifican. Que lo declaran lo que Dios ha hecho, no solamente en la iglesia, pero en todo lugar que vayan a ir. Father, just thank you for that. Te damos gracias. Tú eres grande y maravilloso. Father, you are so great. By sending your one and only son, tu único hijo, de morar en esta tierra, just to be on this earth. Y que llegó ese día que él fue al Calvario. That moment came when he went to Calvary. And he knew all that he was going to take in. He was at the Garden of Gethsemane crying, Lord, why? But he said, let your will be done. I will take on all the transgressions today. Dios tomó la oportunidad. Él dijo, Dios, ¿por qué? Papá, ¿por qué? En ese jardín. Pero él supo que él tenía un trabajo que era ir y llegar a esa cruz. For me, we don't deserve it. No lo merecemos. pero por su gracia, because of his grace, estamos aquí hoy en día. Today we have this opportunity, maybe para uno de declarar de nuevo lo que Dios está haciendo, o maybe por primera vez decir, wow, no lo sabía, I didn't know. But I'm asking you, remember the day that you accepted Jesus? ¿Se recuerdan ese primer día? ¿Por qué se han olvidado de la pasión? Why are you like, don't forget the passion behind it, the smile that came of it, la alegría, la sonrisa. Y que esa sonrisa sea todos los días, every day that we can smile, cuando nos levantamos, that we wake up y sabemos que tenemos un día más, another day, para poder testificar, to testify todas las buenas cosas que Cristo ha hecho en nuestra vida, all the things that Jesus has done in our life. We should be grateful and we should smile and we should be honored to know that we have the opportunity to be able to share Jesus, share his love, and to be able to serve our communities through the love of Jesus Christ. Let this church be the church that can be the game changer for the kingdom. God, I bless this church in the name of Jesus Christ, that you can use the men and women, both Spanish and English, so they can be able to move family, to be able to move these dark moments and shadows in the community, and to bring light, not just on this corner of Pope, but in every area of all of Linwood and beyond. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? God has put this church here for a reason. And I love it because it is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, who is God, our Lord, Jesus, our Savior. El momento es ahora, querida iglesia, de levantarnos en el nombre de Jesús. Y aunque hay muchas pruebas y aunque hay muchas cosas que están delante de nosotros, Dios nos ha llamado. Si se pueden poner de pie, can we just all stand? Thank you, Jesus. Gracias, Señor. Esta campaña tiene que seguir todos los días. Like, this rally needs to go all the time. I'm telling you, man, I've been through a lot. Yo he pasado por tanto. No soy perfecto. I am not perfect. Pero te digo algo, que Dios es perfecto. God is perfect. Y Dios siempre va a trabajar en maneras tan misteriosas. God works in such mysterious ways. I'm telling you, he does. Él lo hace. Hasta hoy en día hace milagros. Lo digo otra vez. Lo hemos visto. Se ha testificado. It was testified today. God still does miracles. He'll do a miracle in your career. He'll do a miracle in your marriage. He'll do a miracle in your community. He'll do a miracle at the school that you're at. God wants you to understand that he is alive in your life. But you got to allow him in. Déjalo entrar. Que él puede morar, that he can dwell. Purificar, to be able to purify. Y vamos a ver familias nuevas que van a llegar a esta iglesia. We're going to see new families come. And you know what I love about it? That I can talk Spanglish y todo me entiende. Everybody understands what I'm saying. That means que están haciendo algo bueno. You guys are already doing something good. Y eso es honra y gloria al Señor. That's all glory to God. But I want you to know que van a haber más familias que van a venir. There's going to be more families that are going to come. Y maybe no hablan en inglés. Maybe they don't talk English. Maybe they don't talk Spanish. No hablan en español. Ay, Dios mío, what do we do? What do we do? You know what we do? Le damos honra y gloria al Señor. We just praise God. Porque sabemos, se ha dicho que la música es un lenguaje. Music is one language. Sabemos que comida es un lenguaje. We know food is one language. Amen? Amen. Ay, woo, praise God to be Baptist, right? Right? Sabemos eso. So en este momento, yo quiero que, mientras que cantan esta canción, piensan en el poder de Cristo. I just want you to, as you sing this song, as you pray, I just want you to think about what God wants to do in your life. God's not done. Dios no ha terminado con tu vida. A mí no me importa la edad que tú tienes. I don't care how old you are. God is not done in your life. Dios no ha terminado. Amen. Dios les bendiga.